Welcome to Convo with Domenico. This is episode 8. It's entitled Remembering Katie. This episode is going to be a little different today, guys.
This is Remembering Katie, my best friend. Her birthday is December 22nd, and I felt with my entire being that I had to do this. I had to remember her. I want people to know that she existed in the world. For new listeners, Katie is my best friend since I was 2 years old, and she passed away this March very suddenly. And I did do a whole episode, I know, on grief.
Yeah.
This isn't technically an episode about grief, but I am grieving.
All right.
This is the first holiday season without Katie, without my touchstone. I mean, 10-10 was her wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Then there's Halloween. Then there's Thanksgiving. Now her birthday is just about to happen on the 22nd. Then there's Christmas.
Right.
And then there's New Year's Eve. And this is going to be the first New Year's Eve that I am not going to get a call or a text from her.
Yeah.
And when we were younger, it was, you know, I was with her every
sure.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been really hard. I haven't really been on social media very much. I post a couple of things, but I haven't been interacting. And to all my friends out there that have been wondering, oh, is D mad at me? No.
Yeah.
It's the first time that my touchstone is not here through the holiday season. I'm extremely sad and I feel so much grief. And sometimes I feel like I cannot handle this feeling, this process.
This is the process.
The grieving process, right.
Yeah.
Which again is why I'm recording this, because I believe there's someone out there that's going through what I'm going through. And it's a festive holiday season, and I am missing one of the most important people in my entire life. Katie was the kind of person that was really considerate, had a lot of empathy, was the person that you could call at 2 a.m. and say, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Or at midnight when you can say, can you come over? I really need you here. She was so considerate. Gave people gifts that meant something. I mean, she is the one that got me into the angel oracle cards.
Right, that's right.
And technically, yeah. I never really considered Katie someone that was into that, even though she was a Catholic school teacher for like over 25 years. But she said, hey, man, I found out about these angel cards and they're really cool and you need to get them. And I did. And that was several years ago, but it was the first time that I felt safe to open myself up energetically, because I would be working with the angels and the archangels, and that was the only way that I had felt safe.
Right.
And I will do an episode on my spiritual journey about this another time. It was the beginning of me completely opening up my spiritual gifts and feeling safe.
Yeah.
And leads me to where I am now in my life spiritually, which is, oh, I mean, so far on this journey. And she started it. And I believe that she's still helping me. She was instrumental in starting that journey. And she didn't even know it.
But she gave you a gift with care and thought behind it.
Because
that's who she was. Yeah.
And I'm sending love out to the family. I don't want to say the family's last name for privacy, but I'll say their first name in case, I don't even know if they listen to this. I think maybe Tommy Love does, but yeah. Tommy and Lynn and Megan and Mark and Petey or Peter,
right?
Her mom Peggy and Katie's husband George. Katie's dad Andy died several years back, who
yeah.
was the coolest guy in the world.
Hmm.
So this family's really gone through it. I'm not even sure where I'm going with this, but I do want to send love out to them.
Right.
And I want to talk to my friends right now that are listening. Everybody, people that you consider important in your life, people you grew up with, best friends, you don't lose colleagues that often. So when you do,
right.
your whole life, or at least my life, feels like it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right.
And you can't make sense out of something so tragic like this, someone to pass away so quickly and right. young and so important in this world. She taught children. Mm. Everybody loved her. Everybody still loves her. I want to write a song for her. And it's almost too painful to even do. Right. I'm trying to find ways to honor her. And I guess that's why, that's one reason why I'm recording this.
And these are all small ways that you can honor. I mean, you're doing it ongoing, even though you might not realize it.
Don't put off calling your friends, guys. I'm not trying to sound morbid. Like, I lost my friend, so you better hurry up. But you better fucking hurry up. You better reach out to them. Even if it's just a text and you haven't talked to them in a long time. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to know that I'm thinking about you. And right. I hope that you're okay. Don't take it for granted that people in your life that you think are going to be there, especially people that are your age and are not expected to pass away.
Right. Losing peers is always even more
It's mind-blowing. It right. really is. It's hard enough to lose family.
Right. The timeline's all wrong.
It's wrong. It's yeah. wrong. Everything about it is just wrong.
Right.
And I struggle spiritually to understand why somebody like her had to go the way she did, yeah. had to go now. I want to go negative and say there's so many bad people in the world, but yet, take Katie, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I have the best memories with Katie. My whole childhood growing up is that family. I had the best parties with her. I mean, oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean,
sure.
Everybody that knows Katie, she was the person to have a drink with
right.
and get a little loco en la cabeza, baby, because
a little lit.
She was a good time.
Yeah.
And every time I hear that song, Brown Eyed Girl, I mean, that came on in the bars and, you know, it never failed to bring a huge smile to right. her face.
Sure.
She loved this song. She would get everybody in the bar to sing along,
we
right?
We used to sing, sha-la-la.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Sha la 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 di da.
La di da. Oh yeah. My brown eyed girl.
Yeah.
Katie, it was pure magic. We're celebrating you right now. Can you hear it? Man, it's happy and sad at the same yeah. time. It's such a weird place to be. I have such tremendous love right now, celebrating her and hearing one of her favorite songs and yeah. so much pain. I mean, you know, we used yeah. to live together.
Right.
When we lived together and I was sad, she made me Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
If you know me yeah. well, you know that's the thing to do.
It's good that you're talking about this and that you are putting out your feelings on this. And just, I know this is part of the process for you, but I know that a person listening will also see that this is part of the process for them and help them get through it.
My heart is completely breaking, and yeah. this is really difficult me right now
right.
to record this and say this.
I'm just letting you go here.
It is what I am going through.
Yeah.
And I've been a bit of a hermit and hiding out a bit. I don't know if there is a takeaway from this episode. I always like to think that there is a takeaway.
Yeah,
maybe the takeaway is just somebody out there whose heart is completely breaking like mine.
Right.
And I'm going through it, guys, and I'm recording it. And I am trying to find strength in this moment of speaking my truth and sending out love to people that are in pain right now, like me. And that it does get better. And then there are days like today that feels like that's not going to happen. But it is, guys.
It is.
Happy birthday, Katie. I love you with all my heart. Thanks for the good times. Thanks for the laughs, Katie. Thanks for the friendship. Thanks for being that one person that was always there. We played like family. We fought like family. And at the end of the day, we always found our way back to each other, no matter what was going on, because she is my family. Losing Katie is like losing a sibling. And her siblings, I feel, are my siblings. And I love you guys, if you're listening, with all my heart. I know this is the first year without her. And I want you to know that I know that. And that it's going to get better. We can cut around this if it gets too pathetic.
I'm crying over here too, man. I'm crying.
So I think...
Jesus.
Yeah, so if there's a takeaway, that's it. If there is one.
You're not alone. How about that?
I mean, the tears are coming down my cheeks right now. But if I can inspire you to reach out to somebody in your life that does hold a special place for you and you haven't spoken to them in a while, do it. And if you're fighting with somebody over something, at the end of the day, just really doesn't matter, really isn't important. Forgive. Forgive them. Forgive yourself. Reach out to them. Don't make ego-based mistakes that at the end of the day just doesn't matter. It might sound corny, but what matters is love. All that matters is love. We are all connected. I'm connecting with you now through my pain and through my love. And I wish everybody blessings from New York City. And Katie, thank you for all the good times and the sad times we were together. Mm. Thanks for beer pong, Chase the Quarter, horror movies, the carousel in Central Park, church and midnight mass on Christmas Eve, Halloween block parties on the Upper West Side, our sweet 16s, being roommates for years and still being able to be friends after we had lived together. I mean, you don't really know somebody until you live with them, and we still loved each other.
Yeah.
Your college graduation gift trip to London and taking me, and I guess I should be thanking Katie's mom, Peggy, too. New Year's Eve, every New Year's Eve, getting our driving permits together.
And no cruising around with Dion, right? Two permits do not equal a license.
Yes,
do I make myself clear?
You don't need driver's licenses in New York City. We got our permits, and we did put them together, and they did equal a license for us. So going tubing and upstate pool parties, hey, all the sleepovers. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Being godmother to all the animals I've ever owned my whole life.
Multiple animals.
Being the only person to come over and help clean up the day after the weekend parties we had in my house, because my mom would go upstate every weekend. Skating at the Roxy, sledding in Riverside Park, and your wedding, being at a haunted bed and breakfast. I mean, like, that's not the coolest, man.
Yeah.
Being an incredible teacher, a beautiful soul. And a million other things that I'm just not listing now, and some fun times that I can't talk about in public.
can't be listed.
Katie knows exactly what I'm talking about. And thank you for being my best friend all of my life. Happy birthday, my brown-eyed girl. I love you, Kate. And thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Kirk is officially out.
That's my cue. D is done talking for this episode. D, I just want to say thank you for bringing this in, being open and vulnerable about it, and sharing this, even though I know it's not easy. I mean, you got me crying over here, so I'm sure people listening are...
And you don't have emotions.
and I'm a cold bastard.
You're cold-hearted, Snake.
Yeah. I'm glad you did this. I think someone will get a lot of help out of this, especially during
some
this
support,
holiday season.
Some healing.
Yeah, some support.
It's a tough time in holiday season to be feeling like this.
And this has been episode 8 of Combo with Domenico, Remembering Katie.
You stay classy, planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly...
And no cruising around with Dion, right? Two permits do not equal a license.
We never got our license. Right. Don't just have a great night. Have an American night.